Welcome back. Dan Hasty in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Lions trail the Cleveland Browns 17-7. Just about to begin the second half. We go back out to First Energy Stadium, one of those first halves that I think you want to head back to the drawing board. Tony Ortiz, Jim Brandstetter, and Dan Miller.
Yep, Lions have some work to do, no doubt about it. Down by 10, 17-7 as we start the second half. Browns outgained them 250-109. Beat them through the air 135-83. On the ground 115-26. Time of possession 15:04 to 13:56. First downs they led them 15-9. Each team with four penalties. Browns turned it over once. The interception by DeAndre Levy. Simply put, Randy, they got to be better, really, in all three phases.
No question. I mean, all those stats you read translate to 17-7 Cleveland. Lions are right where they put themselves. And it's up to them to get themselves out of the hole.
Sam Martin to kick it off. Greg Little back deep for Cleveland. Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Drive through and grab our mighty new wings. Try a three-piece snack, five-piece meal, or share a 10-piece meal.
You're a professional
that was
announcer.
Difficult.
You're a professional announcer. Nice job.
Hopefully that's not a harbinger of things to come. Here's Martin with the run-up and the kick. Little will drift back and watch it sail through the back of the end zone. Browns will have it. First down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Brandon Whedon, 12 out of 20, 135 yards. Two touchdowns. Had an interception. Quarterback rating 92.7. Bottom line, though, Brandy, no sacks, and he really hasn't been pressured much.
Exactly. And I think that's the key in the second half. You want to say, what do you have to do? I think you got to find a way to get pressure on Whedon. If it's going to be with the four front guys and you're not going to help him with any blitz pressure, then those four front guys got to play better.
First and 10 Browns from their own 20. Willis McGahee the lone back. Whedon under center. Whedon hard count. Lions fight and come across. Unless the Browns drew him off. Yeah. They will go against Cleveland.
I think Mitchell Schwartz.
False start. Number 84. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
Tight end Jordan Cameron called.
Both he and Schwartz had a little twitch there. And Willie Young saw it and jumped back into the backfield. And the referees caught the offensive false start.
I'm guessing he's not the only Schwartz in the stadium that's had a little twitch today.
One of them might be overly twitching after the first half.
First and 15 for the Browns now from their own 15. Whedon out of the gun. Brings Little in motion to the right, now back to the left. Whedon goes inside handoff. McGahee hit. Taken down, able to force his way to the 16, though, just shy of the 17-yard line. Ziggy Ansah and Willie Young team up to make the stop.
But, now, that looks a little bit more disruptive from the Lions' defensive front on that first snap, doesn't it? I mean, Nick Fairley blew up the play to the left side, and McGahee had to kind of stop and look and read where he had to go.
Got 2 yards. It'll be second and 13. Two receivers left, one to the right. Chris Obanaya in at running back. To the right of Whedon, who's in the gun. Whedon wants to throw. Pressure comes, sets up the screen, got it to Obanaya. Hit and taken down as he gets to the 20-yard line. Nick Fairley and Darius Slay team up. Gain of 3 on the play, and that'll bring up 3rd and 10. Good chance for this line defense to get off the field.
How about the first 2 snaps that Fairley has had? One, he blows up the play on the running play in the backfield, and here he chases the screen down the sideline. I wonder if somebody might have said something to Nick in the locker room.
That's the kind of talent he has.
Right.
But you need to see it every play.
You've got to bring that every snap.
Lions show a 4-man front. 3rd and 10 Cleveland. 3 out of 7 on 3rd down today. Whedon sets and throws. Got a complete Obanaya. Hit at the 25. It'll come up short of the first down at the 29. That'll bring up 4th down and 1. And the Browns will send their punting unit on. Bill Bentley with the tackle for Detroit. Obanaya got all he could out of it. Came up about 2 feet shy of the first down. Lions will send Michael Spurlock back deep. Lanning to punt it away. Lions down by 10, 17-7 here early in the third. Long count by the Browns. Lions very careful not to budge. Lanning's got it. Good punt. Drives it high. Spurlock calls for the fair catch. Makes it at the 21-yard line. That's where the Lions will take over. 1st down and 10. They trail by 10. They've got some work to do. 12:56 to go here in the third quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Matthew is meeting with a Henry Ford Medical Group doctor, the official team physicians of the Detroit Lions.
So you think I'll be able to play on Sunday?
Well, the sprain does look better, and I think your mobility is improving.
Henry Ford docs are the ones keeping your favorite Lions running, diving, tackling, and blitzing week after week.
It's kind of a big game. A lot of people are counting on me to play.
With more than 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, Henry Ford physicians are also the experts you can count on for your next injury.
You know, I think you're going to be just fine for Sunday.
You see, Matt's not a professional. In fact, the game on Sunday he's talking about is just a little two-hand touch with some old high school buddies. But thanks to his Henry Ford physician, he'll be good to go. Get expert care from the same team of doctors who treat the Detroit Lions. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD to make an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
You don't watch football to help you sleep at night. You watch to get closer to the action. And playing fantasy football on NFL.com gets you close enough to get grass stained every day of the week. Free mobile app. Bring the action to wherever you are, and customized matchup previews give you enough info to call an audible on game day. Make every day feel like Sunday. Sign up for free at NFL.com/fantasy.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
Matthew Stafford in the first quarter was 8 out of 14 for 55 yards and a touchdown. Second quarter, 2 out of 8 for 28 yards, and the Lions did not score. Now, not all of that is on Matthew Stafford. There were some drops that would have given the Lions some significant gains within that second quarter.
Mike Braddock tells us, after going over the stats, he thinks there were 4 drops on Matthew Stafford passes.
First and 10 Lions from their own 21, opening possession of the second half for them. Stafford's got it. Looks right. Comes back left. Throws. Got Reggie Bush. He dropped it. Dropped it at the 25. Hit him in the hands. Normally sure-handed, but Reggie dropped one there, and it'll be second and 10.
So you can't give up. You can't give up yards on first down.
I mean, that's at least 4, probably 5.
Probably 5. And what's better, second 5 or second 10? I mean, these are all little things everybody knows out there.
I had no idea there was going to be a quiz.
But that's why these plays to execute are so important. You can't make mistakes.
Second and 10. Stafford out of the gun. Inside handoff is to Bush. Reggie runs into a wall at the 21. Able to bounce it right and get to the 25 for a 4-yard gain. It'll bring up 3rd and 6 atop of Reuben. Made the stop for Cleveland. That's the problem. Instead of looking at 2nd and 6 or 2nd and 5, now you're looking at 3rd and 6.
Right. Because of a drop.
Joyke Bell comes into the game for Detroit. Reggie Bush to the sidelines. Lions 2 out of 7 on 3rd down today. Calvin Johnson goes slot left, wide left Broyles, wide right Durham. 2 deep safeties for the Browns. Stafford out of the gun. Cleveland with 7 men right up on that line. Blitz comes. Stafford back in trouble. Rolling right. Looking for somewhere to go. Going to run it. Stafford's got the first down across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Slams the football down and pops up.
Oh,
and the flag comes in.
Let's delay a game.
Well, it'll be a post-play penalty, so it will be a first down.
Stafford's trying to get his team fired up.
Delay of the game. Number 9. Offense. Still play results in a 1st and 10.
But Stafford's out there trying to get his guys fired up. You know, just bring some life back to the offense. So he runs, doesn't slide, runs head first to get that first down, puts himself in a little bit of jeopardy, slams the ball down to show some emotion, and they get a flag on him. It just kind of bursts your balloon, doesn't it?
Well, 1st and 10 gives you a little air in that balloon. Lions scrimmage from their own 27, down 10 here in the third. Stafford turns, gives, Bush, big hole, Bush 30, cutting left, Bush to 40, left sideline, to the 50, Bush cutting it back, in Browns territory, inside the 40, inside the 35, and down at the 34-yard line. Reggie Bush with a big play the Lions needed, and how about the rookie Larry Warford with a big block to help spring him for a 39-yard gain.
That was a little bit of a misdirection, kind of student body left, but they got help from Pettigrew on the block and also Warford pulling out on the block. But Pettigrew and Warford are the two guys that create the crease at the line of scrimmage that Reggie Bush exploits.
Longest rush of the season for the Lions gives them a first and 10 at the Browns 34. Stafford, quick throw left side, got Durham. Durham to the 30-yard line and dives down to the 28. It's a 6-yard gain on first down. It'll bring up second down and 4.
See, that's that little play right there, just like that one. You know, drop it. Now you're second and 4. That was a running play basically out of a pass because Stafford saw the cushion that Durham was getting by the corner. It's just a turn from your snap, throw it out there, and let your guy do what he can do one-on-one. And Durham got 6.
Durham, 5 catches, 56 yards. 5 catches, a new career high for him. Second and 4. Lions from the Brown 28. Stafford wants to throw. Looking right, comes back middle, got it to Durham again. Durham with a first down to the 21-yard line. Got 7 on the play. And a fresh set of downs for Detroit.
When did Durham become the go-to guy, huh?
Well, Calvin clearly not 100%. Stafford's got a level of comfort for Durham. They played together in college. He's having himself a day. Couple of drops, but he's got some time to make up for that. 63 yards is a career high as well for Durham. First and 10 Lions. The Browns 21. Inside handoff, Joyc Bell. Bell gets down to the 18-yard line. Pickup of 3. Jaquel Jackson makes the stop for Cleveland. Lions into the red zone. Red zone offense brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day every day at U.S. Park. Lions are 1-for-1 in the red zone today. That's the touchdown pass from Stafford to Fourier.
The thing I like is that when they're in the red zone in the scoring area, Calvin Johnson steps in the game for him. Look who's lined up next to him.
Johnson was lined up right next to Matthew Stafford. Now he goes in motion, lines up slot right. They go empty. Stafford on second down. Blitz comes. They throw it. Got it to Bush. Middle of the field. Bush 10. Bush 5. Head down. At the 2. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Stafford to Bush. And how about Sims and Rayola leading the way right up the field to the end zone. 18 yards and a touchdown.
More than anything, I like the call. Scott Linehan anticipated a heavy blitz because he had them all lined up across. That means you screen and get one block. Reggie Bush is in the open space. And that screen call right there against that blitz, perfect call against the perfect defense, resulted in a Lion touchdown.
Akers for the extra point. It is up and good, and the Lions are within 3. It is now Cleveland 17, and the Lions 14, 8:57 to go in the third. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jane McNamara, president of GreenPath Debt Solutions. Are you experiencing mortgage trouble? GreenPath's housing department can help you explore options with the new Making Home Affordable program. This federal program could help reduce your mortgage payments or your interest rate. If you are upside down with your mortgage or considering foreclosure, let a GreenPath counselor help you explore all your housing options free of charge. GreenPath Debt Solutions is here to help. Log on to greenpath.org or call 888-860-4166.
Tell us, what happened out there?
I just had to keep driving forward. I knew the game plan, and I was rewarded because of it.
What was the key play?
Using my BP driver rewards card when I filled up to save on gas on the way to the game.
BP driver rewards. Become a member today and receive an instant 10 cent per gallon reward that you can use on your first fill up. Sign up now at bpdriverrewards.com. Single use only. Rewards good for up to 20 gallons. Terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details and participating locations.
The auto industry is healthy again, but there are still a lot of questions. Where will sales go? Can companies keep up with the demand? How do they meet new fuel economy rules? This is AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. We're bringing the experts together Thursday morning at Lawrence Tech for our Automotive Summit. All the information, including cost and how to register, is at cbsdetroit.com.
Register now for WWJ's Auto Summit. Go to cbsdetroit.com.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, makes hosting parties hassle-free with their dine-in packages or carry-out party trays. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 67 years.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket, WXYT-FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Sam Martin set to kick it off for the Lions. Greg Little back deep for Cleveland. Lions have closed to within three, 17-14. 8:57 to go in the third. Here's the run up by Martin. Little to his left, takes it 7 yards deep, and he'll take a knee. Touchback will give the Browns the ball. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Before they take over, we'll take a break. 17-14, Browns up. Third quarter, this is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions, like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game, and your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. We salute the dedicated fans who have to cover their eyes and miss all the biggest plays, and the ones whose lucky seats are in their in-laws' living room. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jim Brandstatter here with a history lesson. Almost half a century ago in 1967, Vince Lombardi's Green Bay team beat Kansas City 35-10 in a championship game that started a new era in professional football. The next year, in 1968, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm was founded, and a tradition was born. Three generations of lawyers who fight and win for families that need help. Let the Bernstein family help your family. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Celebrating those who rise to the occasion. Raise a glass of the whiskey made for kings. Crown Royal. Rain on. Please drink responsibly.
Good news. That Lions touchdown pass means that the Make-A-Wish Foundation will receive a donation that helps supply the magic that provides a positive, life-changing experience. Go to wishmish.org to donate. Reggie Bush big on that drive. Two rushes for 43 yards. One catch for 18 yards. Three touches for 61 yards as the Lions get into the end zone.
Chris Durham big on that drive, too. He managed to get some offense out of that, too, and I think we ought to give Durham a little heads up.
First and 10, Browns. Whedon wants to throw, does, throws it wide of Little at the 33-yard line. Coverage by Darius Slay. It'll be second and 10. Tony Ortiz reports from the sidelines. It is raining. Tony, that was hard, the word you used down there?
It's harder than it was. It was a light mist before. Now you can definitely see the drops, and it's getting colder and wetter down here, guys.
I don't know if hard is a meteorological term, but we'll simply say it's raining. Second and 10, Whedon up under center. Hard count, Lions are across, unless they were drawn off. Let's see. Walt Coleman, our referee for today, will let us know. Did the Browns move?
Nope. Neutral zone infraction, number 90, defense, 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
Third neutral zone infraction there for the Lions. Third of the day. Today's game brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, the official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Hate to do that because that takes them out of second and 10 and gives them second and 5, much more manageable. Whedon up under center. McGahee the lone back. Whedon fakes to give to McGahee. End around is to Gordon. Lions have him hemmed in, and he got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
Boy.
Terrific work by DeAndre Levy.
I got to tell you, Nick Fairley could have had him for about a 10-yard loss. He really could have. Fairley got up the field and just didn't keep his eyes on the ball. He ran right by the reverse. Luckily, backing him up was Levy, who played it smart, who made sure that he didn't go and run after action, stayed home on the backside and made the play.
Browns are 3 out of 8 on third down, third and 5 here. Whedon out of the gun. Four-man front for the Lions. Whedon back, wants to throw, slips the tackle, going to run it. Sue takes him down at the 26-yard line. They may be booing, they may be saying Sue, whatever it is. The Lions defense gets off the field. No gain on the play. And the Browns will have to punt it away.
Well, and Dominican Sue, when he tackles you, he doesn't do it lightly. I mean, he lets you know you're in his territory, and he did there. And the Lions, in the first two possessions of the second half, has forced kicks on threes and outs.
Lions to get it back, Lanning to punch, Spurlock back deep. Lanning's got it, gets it off, should be returnable. Spurlock under it at the 30. First man misses, Spurlock right side 35, trying to get the sideline across the 40. And with a flag down, he gets to the 41-yard line. And it's going to be a hold against the Lions that's going to cost them field position. Man, got it at the 41. And you pick up a hole. 45-yard punt, 11-yard return, but penalty against the Lions. How many today is that, Michael?
During the return, holding 32 of the return team. 10-yard penalty, first down.
Second penalty of the day called against Don Carey. Seventh penalty of the day against the Lions. So that'll back them up. They trailed by three, but they've got the football back. 17-14, Browns up in the third. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
George Clafford of Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. George, you always carry the right brands.
We will recommend certain brands depending on our technical knowledge of those brands by actually doing thousands of service calls and hundreds of installations of all different brands. If a customer asks for a brand, we give them that brand, or they'll take our recommendation in a lot of cases.
Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, with three locations to serve you. Call their main branch at 734-422-8080 or visit familyheating.com.
This Columbus Day weekend at the Home Depot, name brand appliances like LG, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire are 10% off. So, let's do better sooner. Let's upgrade in our downtime. Let's do cleaner clothes, fresher food, and lower energy bills. Let's do this. 10% off all name brand appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on appliances $397 or more through October 30th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Dunham Sporting Goods. Our big names bring you in, and our low prices bring you back.
Lions down three with the football at their own 31-yard line. You know, Brandy, Joe Abramson, our spotter, made a good point. On that last drive, Calvin was in for nearly every play. Got a lot of rest in the first half, but that changes the way that defense plays. They march right down the field.
Oh, yeah. Don't you think a defense is going to look and see where number 81 is lined up every snap? And if he's in there, he will get the attention of the defense, which leaves room for other guys.
Lined up is a slot to the right here. First and 10, Lions. Stafford under center. Toss sweep left side, Bush. He's going to get hit and drop for a loss. Back at the 29-yard line, Barkevious Mingo, the rookie out of LSU.
Got to be stronger at the point of attack if you're Brandon Pettigrew. He has done this year a great job in the run game. He has blocked very well. So you don't like to bring it up when he doesn't, but on that play, you got to get a better piece of Mingo and get him pushed outside. Instead, the Lions lose 2 yards on a first down play, and that never is good.
Second and 12. Calvin goes left. Broyles and Durham go right. Bush goes slot left. They go empty with Stafford out of the gun. Four-man front for the Browns. Matthews got it on second and 12. With time, throws. Got a complete Bush. Turns it up to 35. And Bush gets across the 37 and 38-yard line. Forced out by Craig Robertson. Let's see where they spot that. They need the 41 for a first down, so it's going to bring up a third down. And two.
There's a play right there, Dan, where Calvin Johnson affects it even though he doesn't touch the ball. He was split to the same side where Reggie Bush went. And they covered him with two, and Bush got a linebacker matchup. And that's a matchup you'll take every time underneath Calvin and got 9 yards on the play.
Third and two for the Lions. They go empty. Stafford out of the gun. Cleveland's got five men up on that line. Now six. Stafford's got it on third down. Drift throws, got Calvin, first down, across the 45, Megatron dives to the 49. Tashawn Gibson takes him down, but it's a 10-yard gain and a fresh set of downs for the Lions.
And what do they do that time on third and short? They put a bunch of receivers. It's called a bunch set. And three guys together stacked, and they all head in different directions. And that causes the defense to, I think, cause a problem. And what they do is they rub defenders off who are covering Calvin Johnson, who makes a cut over the middle to get free.
Johnson comes out on first down. Lions from their own 49, down three here in the third. Stafford's got it, gives it to Bush, right side, picks his way through, gets into Brown's territory. Good hard running by Reggie down to the 45, gain of six. It'll be second and four. Today's game is brought to you by U.S. Park, the official parking of the Detroit Lions radio network.
I think a nice job by Scott Linehan calling this drive. I mean, just, you know, he's mixing it up. You got the flat pass, you got the run game, you got Calvin in a short crossing route. A lot of different plays, a lot of different ways to attack. And I think Linehan is picking them off.
Second and four. George Bell into the game. He's to the left of Matthew Stafford, who's in the gun. Bell gets the handoff. Head down at the 45. Bouncing off a tackle to the 41-yard line. Very close to a first down. Think he's going to be about a half-yard shy. Gain of three on the play. It'll bring up third and one.
And there's a play right there where you line Reggie Bush up as a slot receiver stacked behind another slot guy, and you don't even go their direction. Even though you pull the defense that way, you run Joyke Bell away from that set, and you get enough out of it to get a third and short.
Two tight ends set for the Lions. Third down, about a half yard to go. Browns have eight men right up on that line. Now nine. Stafford under center, takes, gives, Bell hit, but he barrels forward to get the first down at the 39. Got hit at the 41, which would have been shy of what he needed, but able to keep his balance and pick up three. That's all Joyke Bell. Good work there.
And give Durham some credit. Wide receiver comes in. He was split wide left, comes in next to the line of scrimmage, and sticks his nose in there and gets a little bit of a block and helps Joyke Bell get the yardage necessary.
Sometimes a little bit's a lot.
Yep.
Calvin back in there, goes to the left side. Hayden goes with him. First and 10 Lions from the Browns 39. 17-14 Cleveland here in the third. Stafford out of the gun, gives to Bush. Bush, middle of the line, drifting left, down to the 36, picks up three. T.J. Ward, who's been doing a real nice job against the run today, makes the tackle.
Well, now that's a play, though. You'll watch Stafford, and they're setting it up. It's a shotgun with Reggie Bush next to him. And you'll watch now when they come to a play where they'll fake that run off of that shotgun, looks like a read option, and Stafford will stand up and try to hit a seam route down over the middle behind linebackers.
Bush out, Joyke Bell in. Second down, seven for the Lions, from the Browns 36. Matthew wants to throw. Loads up right side, got Durham out there, just threw it too wide. Durham came open on an out pattern at the Browns 23, and Stafford just sailed it. It'll be third and seven.
Stafford probably threw it a bit too early, too. He had time, and he threw it before Durham came out of his break. If he waits a half second, he can judge more clearly where Durham would be out of his break.
Lions two out of two on third down on this drive. Third down and seven from the Browns 36. Stafford out of the gun. He's got Joyke Bell to his left. Two receivers right, one to the left side. Matthews got it. Blitz comes. Stafford looks and throws. Over the middle. It is complete to the 30. And diving for the first down is Calvin Johnson. Big stars make big plays. Calvin caught it in traffic. Needed another yard and got it.
Let me tell you what. Stafford hung in there under some duress. He had a guy right in his face. And he had to actually move to his left, jump, and throw that ball over a defender who was in his face, and he did it accurately, and Calvin then did the rest, getting the ball and getting the extra yard he needed.
Edwards and Fourier go right, Calvin goes left. First and 10 Lions. They scrimmage from the Brown 29. Stafford with it, looking right, loading, throwing, once. The end zone is picked off, knocked up in the air, and picked off by Tashawn Gibson. Middle of the field, look out, back to the 20. Gibson slips a tackle at the 25 and gets to the 30. Browns with a takeaway on a tip pass. And on only the fourth interception of the season thrown by Matthew Stafford, it's a big one because the Lions were knocking on the door, and now the Browns have it back.
Well, Stafford was throwing a post cut. Give the defense credit. They were able to get a hand on the ball and kick it up. Unlucky that another defender was in the area. Should have been incomplete.
17-14, Browns, 1:40 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Ah, what a perfect fall day. There's a brisk chill in the air. The leaves are changing colors.
Gary, you're in a status meeting. You're rustling papers.
Yeah, the status is delicious.
New McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is the unmistakable taste and feeling of fall. Smooth, sweet, a hint of spice, and made with 100% Rainforest Alliance certified espresso. It's the latest irresistible McCafe Latte, but it won't be here long. Pumpkin Spice Latte, something new to love from McCafe at participating McDonald's.
Jim Brandstetter here with some good advice. If you're in an accident, don't fumble the ball. Don't let the insurance company get an advantage. If you're pressured to sign something, don't punt. Call Sam. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. Don't let the insurance company take you out of the game. Call us at 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
1-800-CALL-SAM. You won't need instant replay to know you've made the right call.
Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
First and 10 Browns from their own 30 after the interception by Tashawn Gibson. Lions defense will be called on to make another stop. They've done a nice job of that. Forced 2-3 and outs by the Browns here in the third as the Lions have tried to battle back from a 10-point deficit. They've got it down to 3. 17-14, Cleveland on top. Weeding up under center on first down. Another hard count. Lions don't bite. They give it to McGahee. McGahee hit and taken down. C.J. Mosley with the tackle. Gain of 2. It'll be 2nd and 8. Nice work by Mosley. If he doesn't make that tackle, McGahee had some room.
Well, defensive front here in the second half, in the third quarter, clearly playing much better than they did first half. McGahee doesn't have as much room as he did. They're controlling the line of scrimmage.
2nd and 8, Whedon operates from the gun. Browns from their own 32. Whedon's got it, wants to throw. Blitz comes. Whedon in trouble. Throws it up for grabs. It is caught by his tight end, Barnage, at the 30-yard line, and he's forced out of bounds. That'll actually be a loss of 2 on the play. Steven Tulloch came free and forced Whedon to throw that up for grabs, so that'll now set up a 3rd and 10.
It's a smart play by, again, Gunther Cunningham. Little adjustment. If the running back stays in the block, or if your responsibility as an inside linebacker from Steven Tulloch is not yours in the route, then you come on a blitz. It was a delayed blitz by Tulloch. He was able to get to Whedon.
Browns 3 for 9 on third down, 3rd and 10 from their own 30. Whedon's got it. Back to pass. Pressure comes. Gonna get hit. Gonna go down back at the 20-yard line. Willie Young reels him in for the sack, and the Lions are going to force a Browns punt.
What did we say coming into the second half, Dan? The defensive front had to get pressure. Find a way to get pressure. Well, they have, and that's the 3rd 3 and out for Cleveland in this second half.
Michael Spurlock back deep for Detroit, and that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. Lions have gotten closer. It is now Cleveland 17, the Lions 14. as we head for the final 15 minutes. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, look. Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done anymore. You gotta own it. And this is your down payment. Ford Super Duty. It leads in every industry. Number one in construction, ranching, farming, forestry, metal mining, landscaping, heavy hauling, oil and gas, you name it, they own it. So it shouldn't come as a big shock that no matter what the job, no matter what the industry, these are the trucks the guys who do the hardest work depend on. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, DVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined. New registrations January 2011 through June 2012 within construction, agricultural production, livestock, mining, quarrying, landscape counseling, planning, and forestry lumber products locations.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoon.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top scoring drives across the country. Plus, you can watch ESPN Goal Line and all of your favorite ESPN networks anytime, anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite, so sign up for the Xfinity HD Premier XM Triple Play for NFL Red Zone. Plus, get ESPN Goal Line at home and on the go. Or ask about other bundles starting as low as $99 a month for 12 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 1/5/14. Restrictions apply. Limited to the starter XM Triple Play for new residential customers. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra. Visit Comcast.com for details.